The Heights, written by Parker Bilal and read by Ben Onwukwe.
A barrier will divide them, and on the heights there will be men who recognize each one by his look. To those in paradise they shall say, "Peace be upon you," but they shall not enter. And when they turn their eyes towards the inmates of the fire, they will cry, "Lord, do not cast us among those wicked people." Al-Quran, chapter 7, verse 46, The Heights. Apart from heaven's eternity, and yet so far from hell. Edgar Allan Poe, Al-Araf, The Heights. Chapter 1. Like an unsettled thought, the train rattled through the tunnels beneath the city. Ruby Brown was praying to get home. That was her only concern. The baby was finally asleep, thank God, cradled against her chest in the harness. But her legs ached and her breasts were leaking. The journey was pure hell. Ruby just wanted to be off this train. She hated the tube. She hated the noise, the smells, the screeching wheels, and the endless delays. Why couldn't it just be over? Most of all, she hated the crowds. So many people. They shuffled into the carriage, pressing up to her, closer and closer. Why couldn't they just back off? She wanted to yell and scream at them to give her space. They didn't. Instead, they pressed in around her, digging their briefcases into her back, shoving their stupid rucksacks into her face. It was like this every day now, thanks to Marvelous Marvin, who had chosen this moment in time to lose his job. They'd lost the place they had, and now he was living with his brother, while Ruby was staying with her mother again. This would have been bad enough in itself, but it also meant commuting every day from Morden back and forth to deliver her son to school in Finsbury Park, and then pick him up again. Not that she minded not having Marvin around. There hadn't been anything marvellous about him for longer than she could remember.
"I'm not fucking telling you again, Tyler, stop it!"
Ruby ignored the frowns of disapproval from the people around her. Fuck them. She was tired. The boy was driving her insane. She couldn't take any more. He just went on and on, kicking and kicking. His foot went back and forth, knocking against the knee of the old man standing over him. Ruby ignored the man's glare. It was bad enough having to deal with the boy, let alone apologize for him. What did people expect? Tyler's foot began to move in circles, ramming out right straight into her knee over and over. What did he want? She'd given up trying to find an answer to that one. He wanted whatever he couldn't have. That's what it felt like. Her mother said he needed help, but her mother's head was stuck back in 1984 or whatever. She thought you could still get that kind of help on the NHS for free. Nothing was free nowadays. His smart-ass teacher, Mr. Perfect, said he was suffering from ADHD, that he needed to be enrolled in one of those special needs schools. Marvin, being Marvin, insisted all the boy needed was a little discipline. Not that he was ever around enough to take care of that himself. Besides, when he was around, Marvin tended to let the boy do whatever the hell he liked until he lost his temper and started yelling, which made all the little ones cry.
"I said, stop it!"
Ruby leaned over and jerked his arm hard.
"Ow!"
Tyler cried, making a meal of it. More looks, as if any of them would be better at parenting than her. The boy sat still for all of 10 seconds. Her legs were aching. She'd thought that letting Tyler having the only seat might calm him down. Fat chance. To add insult to injury, the train had come to a halt. They were just outside Clapham Common Station. This was the worst. She felt trapped. The ticking over of the engine felt like a bomb way down inside her.